Well, I tell you what, that was NBA at its finest, man. It was big shots by one team, and a team that just withstood daggers and just like a knockout punch to the head, and we just stood our ground and we kept going, kept our composure. We made some plays ourselves, and we kept our defensive energy up, and we just never let down. We kept our confidence, and that's what the NBA is about. Guys are going to make, teams are going to make shots, players are going to make shots, big shots, and teams that respond are the ones that will go a long way in this league.
Coach, talk about you young guys stepping up. You would just talk about that before the game.
It was about energy. Andre, you know, your skills won't come to the floor unless you have the energy and your concentration level is up and you're on the right, same page as everyone else at both ends, defensive rotations and schemes and executing the offense. So physical energy, mental energy, your concentration, and that's what they gave us. And then that's when your knack, or whatever you want to call it, your strengths will show. Andre in the post, getting some rebounds, blocking some shots, making some key shots, whether it's free throws or mid-range jump shots, even a three, I think. And Dominic getting some offensive rebounds for us and playing some solid D. I just trusted him because he had it going.
Down the wire, Antonio Daniels, the first before the overtime, seemed to take over those final shots. Is that by design or it just developed?
Well, my assistant coach has reminded me that our pick and rolls from the middle of the floor was more effective than our pick and rolls on the side. So we kept it in the middle of the floor with AD. He made some key plays down the middle of the floor in our pick and roll sets, and I think he got one in transition. But we're trying to tell Deshaun and AD to be more aggressive, driving to the basket in the middle of the floor. And you're right, that was a key sort of scheme for us.
How about Deshaun's shooting early on, especially when Bosch was kind of having his way right at you guys?
Deshaun's shooting? Yeah, he's got the green light within the offense. And we said going into the game plan was to maximize all of our paint attempts and don't settle for first side jump shots. And he didn't. You know, it was late in the clock. Most of his shots were late in the clock. We got through the offense. We got the rhythm we wanted, the draw and kick. Some were still under duress. They were a pretty good defensive team. And some he just got free.
I know it's business as usual for Antoine, but 52 minutes almost. Man, can you talk
about business as usual is 24 points and 20 rebounds. That's a little bit more than usual. But you're right, his approach and what he gives us. But he worked tonight, and he took up the slack for Karan a little bit, rebounding-wise especially.
Seems like Dominic was also a workhorse for you when you're trying to slow down Bosch. You seem to put him on.
Yeah, he was defensively. He was, he rotated really well. You know, he has a feel, and all of our young guys. We always said they have a foundation of skill. You know, each one. You know, Nick has his a tremendous skill. Dominic has a tremendous skill. Pesharov, Andre, but they have to understand the NBA game, the concentration that's needed. You have to sustain it. You have to give physical energy, and that's what he did. And he kept it. He saw the rotations. He did them correctly, and he got some rebounds for us. And he really, we were good defensively as a unit because they put you in some tough situations with Calderon pick and rolls, his ISOs, his drives, Bosch isolations. And when they have three-point shooters, they're leading the league in three-point shooting, I think. And, you got to be right, man, to cover all that.
Eddie, up by three with 1.2 left. Was there a discussion in the huddle about maybe trying to hug and foul before they get the shot?
No, because it's only a catch and shoot. So if you're fouling on a catch, a guy's in motion already. You can't risk that judgment call by the official. You have to live by a guy has to make a tough shot against you. And that's what they did. And we survived it, more than that shot also. But it was a heck of a, you had three guys. I mean, I was behind him. I should have done something to the guy. He was right in front of me and could have Woody Hayes'd him a little bit. But I tell you what, he made a great, great shot. And over three outstretched hands and guys jumping for it. And that's what you have to survive, there was a discussion. There was a mention, do you want to foul? And I said, no, not because this is a catch and shoot situation.
Coach, kind of like the reverse of the Milwaukee game for you guys. You're up by like double digits in the fourth quarter, they come back, tie it, and then you guys kind of have the energy in order.
Yeah, well, you know, that was a little bit different, this one, because this team can make threes. And in Milwaukee, we just gutted that thing out. We got some offensive rebounds and putbacks, and we made a few threes that's out of character for us a little bit. But this was, to them, that's how they script it. You know, they spread you out. They get quick threes, threes within from their bigs. You know, Bosch to three. So it was, you know, sort of the same but different. And we survived it, man. We survived it. We made big plays. Okay.
Thank you, Coach. Great game, man.